Summer of Rage, Part 2, Court Filings Reveal Threats. Intimidation Against Anti-Abortion Group Prior to Firebombing Claimed by Jane's Revenge. By Alexander Marlowe on July 26, 2022. Since the leak of Justice Samuel Alito's draft majority opinion in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case that eventually led to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, America has endured a summer of rage. The wave of demonstrations saw protesters going far beyond simply donning Handmaid's Tale bonnets and gathering around the Supreme Court. There have been dozens of acts of violence, destruction, and harassment aimed at intimidating anti-abortion Christians and conservatives. In this series of articles, we will identify key players, organizations, and locations in this radical movement. We will also explain elements of the interconnected system that provides organizational and/or financial support for this radical agenda. Read Part 1 of this series, Summer of Rage, Part 1. Militant pro-abortion radicals flourish in Madison, Wisconsin, violence memed on Twitter. A conservative advocacy group whose offices were firebombed by radical abortion activists in May had complained of pervasive harassment from the left in a recent federal lawsuit. This reveals a culture of intimidation and harassment that goes deeper than merely violent acts. The violence itself is merely one tactic among many used by the radical pro-abortion left to torment Christians and conservatives. In March, the advocacy group Wisconsin Family Action, WFA, won a federal lawsuit against the FEC, which was trying to force them to disclose their donors. In their court filings, WFA cited harassment as a risk and shared threatening comments they received online. WFA regularly receives threats through social media, as well as in our office voicemail and elsewhere. For just a few examples, attached as Exhibit A are true and correct copies of recent posts to WFA's Facebook page, which appeared in September 2021 after WFA had promoted on its page the book, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, by Abigail Schreier. The postings included harassment and threatening language and images, such as a crazed joker waving a handgun. A federal judge ultimately sided with WFA, citing left-wing harassment and cancel culture as threats to free speech. Cancel culture is the phenomenon of aggressively targeting individuals or groups whose views aggressors deem unacceptable, in an effort to destroy them personally and/or professionally. Cancel culture, a prominent force in today's world, is inconsistent with the philosophy of open political debate. It undermines and stifles First Amendment privileges. Weeks later, Wisconsin Family Action's office was attacked by radical abortion activist group Jane's Revenge. According to the Madison Police Department, a fire was spotted at WFA's office shortly after 6 a.m. on May 8, 2022. A Molotov cocktail, which did not ignite, was thrown inside the building. It also appears a separate fire was started in response, the police incident report stated. Jane's Revenge later issued a statement taking credit for the fire. Pro-choice activists have committed over 100 attacks against pro-life groups since the beginning of May, according to data compiled by the Family Research Council. The attack on Wisconsin Family Action was the first of many of which have been attributed to Jane's Revenge. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, the host of Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM's Patriot Channel 125, and the author of the new book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlowe.